I wanted to touch on this when we were talking to Marvin, but when he was talking about when you beat him, he was mad that you beat him because of your age.
I know.
The young cats really have an issue with older cats beating them, yo.
The
And you're out there with
sport
the gray streak and everything.
ageism is a real
Right.
thing.
Yo, big up the one. Hold on, this bare gunshot for this guy. Hold on. Yo, Addo, it's really interesting seeing you in a setting like this.
What is up?
Well, it's not very polished, it's not very posh. It's just alive.
You forget I used to have a show every
I
Wednesday
remember that, but it was very clean cut.
It was a very clean cut
It was
show.
very Addo. I know you, Doc. Not many people know this, but me and Addo did a couple podcast pilots together. They were actually pretty good. One of the most memorable arguments from the pilots was his top five sprinters of all time and my top five sprinters of all time. So let's hear your top five.
Just off the bat, right?
Off the bat, yo. Everything's on the table too.
You can't have any Mount Rushmore until you say Bolt, Carl Lewis, Jesse.
Well, come on, but you're getting too sentimental, Doug. We're
Yeah. This is not, this
talking
is
about.
Louis. No.
You're going to throw
I'm
Jesse
sorry.
Owens in a race?
Is it your top five?
Sorry, 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 sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
This is
Sorry.
like young cats when you start talking about NBA greats and they go, "Oh, wait, Will Chamberlain, you mean
Okay,
the
I'm
guy in
sorry.
black and white?
I'm not
Yeah,
bad.
what time? Elgin Baylor. Yeah, that guy. Yeah, him.
Yeah, but Elgin would get crossed up, Doug.
I can't leave out Maurice.
100%.
And Mr. Bottom Left here gets it. Mr. Bottom Left here. If you look at body of work,
I had him in mind too.
Yeah, he's in mind.
Oh, for sure.
You guys probably have a soft or stuff like that, but I don't.
Oh,
I got
Safa.
Yeah, I ain't
I had
gonna.
a
I got
Safa.
top in mind.
You
Yeah, I
don't
got
have
top in mind.
individual Olympic medals. I'm sorry, I cannot. It's like Messi without the World Cup.
I got Carl at like seven, maybe eight.
And if you don't add Carl, you don't understand 100 meters. Period. Point blank.
So why would you put Carl at seven? All the things that he's accomplished.
I like the fact that Carl was a real celebrity.
He did the business side of it right. That's what I liked about it. He introduced the business of track and field, and that people don't really understand. Like before him, people weren't riding in limos coming to the meet, and the type of personality is he pushed the grain. You know what I mean?
Nobody makes a living at sprinting until Carl comes around.
That's facts. That's
this
facts.
Is true.
So I had
That's
to put respect on. I'm sorry for the disrespect, Carl. I'm about to see
this
you
isn't
in a couple
disrespect.
Days.
That's why I'm like, that is the one person you cannot leave off the list.
He was the
That's
first
real.
Rock star.
Okay,
he was the
wait,
first rock.
wait. In a one-off race, no rounds, are you betting against Asafa?
See, but it. This
you
is
can't
like,
do that. So if it's like, yo, we're racing
like,
now. We're racing now.
Let's forget track and field for a while. Let's go to all the other GOATs. Who's the GOAT in soccer now, according
Messi.
To everybody?
Messi.
Okay. What about NFL football?
GOAT.
Ice hockey.
Wayne Gretzky.
What do all of them have in common that somehow you're excusing Asafa from? What do all of them have
Championship.
In common?
Championships.
Championships.
I respect that. Only reason I pick Asafa for me is that I felt like he opened up the possibility of going faster for the very first time. He was the person that took it from that spell where it was dry and said, yo, we might be able to go 9.6, brother.
Addo, almost 100 times 9 seconds?
That's a lot, bro.
100.
Who are you telling? Who are you talking
But on the other side, he has no true hardware to show for it. That's a double-edged sword of it. You know what I mean? Not a knock, but it's the double-edged
it's
sword of it.
You can tell,
Derek
Justin
Rose
has some built
field,
up.
Right?
You,
you can tell Justin has some built
it,
up
right?
animosity towards Asafa Powell. You can see it. It came out. I'm taking Asafa in that list over Carl.
You're kicking out the man with two Olympic 100 meter gold medals, and the man who made
I am imagining them racing.
That's the guy you're kicking out.
I'm imagining them racing, and it wouldn't be close.
Nah.
And if it was a one-off race, it absolutely wouldn't be close. I want to emphasize the prowess athletically we have in track and field in comparison with football. So you see how they have the combine? If you take out all the football-specific exercises or drills or tests or whatever, and just leave it with the physical ability ones, I'm talking about 40-yard dash. I'm talking about bench press. I'm talking about vertical jump. I'm talking about broad jump. Track and field would really make those guys look stupid.
Facts.
And we could do a combine, combine.
Facts.
Really. I think that would be entertaining. and we would embarrass them. You see some of them throwers getting under the bench press, Doc?
I think it was Joe Kovac said, either in the lead up to the Olympics or this year, he said, number of NFL players who can outlift me, zero. And of course, it went crazy. Like, how can you say that? Have you seen these videos? And I'm like, I have been in both. I've been in both weight rooms. It's not close.
And some of them are quick. Yo, you're talking about sprinters going over there taking positions. They better be chill before some of these throwers go over there and take some of these positions on the offensive line, Doc. It sounds cool to compare yourself with sprinters.
Yeah, everybody want to be the fast guy. You want to be
exactly.
The fast guy.
And I love Tyreek. I have always said that is the one person who I look at in the NFL and I go, that's not a fair fight. His speed on an NFL field is just not a fair fight. But anyway, I don't understand why he picks these kinds of fights. Like, Tyreek, I don't think you find a lot of people who will say that you're not the fastest guy in the NFL. So what are you talking about 5 years retired, Usain? Like, Usain, are you crazy? DK is the one football player I respect. He brought his ass out.
He did.
That was real, dog. I respect that.
You know who is never going to do that?
Tyreek.
Tyreek Hill.
No.
Nah.
He's not going to come out and get smoked as well.
Yeah, that's conversation. No. That's mouthpiece.
Because trust me, when I do my meet, we're going to have that event.
But you do it to me.
We are going to have that event, and it ain't going to be no 100.
Hold on.
All of y'all have been talking.
Hold on. You just going to throw the meat out there? You ain't going to talk about
what? Exactly. What we doing here?
What meat is this?
You are.
Oh, really?
I have 70 clients that play in the NFL now. I know how they think. I know how they train.
He's flossing, guys.
When you are out there, and you are beating everybody else in practice, and you're just dominating them, you look around like, there ain't nobody on this planet to challenge me. So you go to interview and somebody goes, yeah, well, what are you saying, Bolt? Like, oh, please. You saying Bolt? You see me run. You see me run by that damn safety? I'm the fastest thing ever.
Big up the one named Devin Allen, the fastest player in the NFL.
I watched that tape the other day. That is the worst disqualification in the history of
sports. Oh, man.
How do we fix something like that, though? Because that's going to happen again. You know, unless it's getting
I don't know.
Let's hear some of you guys' alternatives for the false start rule.
Take it back, bro. Take it back to where it was in the era of everyone gets one false start.
The rule was changed to save time on television. Think of all the races since then. The Bolt strip off the shirt, the Devin Allen, all the stuff that happened at Worlds this year. And you go, it's not saving any time. You know what I think? Let's go back to one to the field.
One to the field. Yeah, but then one person's going to get a free shot at Vegas.
Everybody can try it on the first one.
If everyone's going to try to jump that gun. It's basically one gun to get.
Hold on, because Justin's idea, we're going to be on TV for 20 minutes waiting for the start of 100. Because he's going to guess.
Right.
And then I agree.
That'd be too long.
Right. You used to try to anticipate, though, huh?
I could. I didn't run in 2010. On the day I retired, the rule was one to the field.
Yeah.
So, how about this? I guessed in Sydney and guessed right. The joke about the Sydney start is I'm in lane 8. And back in those days, the gun would still come from the infield. I was like, man, my leg ain't right. And Maurice looks unbeatable. I have to guess. And I guessed right. So I'm thinking that secret's going to go to my grave, right? Somebody in Australia wrote a thesis on how I had to have guessed because the sound hadn't gotten to me yet when I moved.
Right.
And I was like,
but I think I don't mind the guessing, yo, because you're rolling the dice, right?
Yeah.
It's as long as it's after the gun.
If nine people want to guess on the first one, okay, set. Everybody stands up. Okay, now guess what? You can't say anything if you get thrown out.
No.
Because everybody's been warned.
Do you think if Bolt, when he fall started, if he just went and stood behind his blocks, didn't take his shirt off, didn't do all the antics, do you think they still throw him out of that race?
Yeah.
Good question.
Listen to me. I don't know if Seb was in charge at them times. I'm down to the walkie-talkie. Like, you better not. You better not.
Yep.
If he just played it cool.
I respect Bolt for that one. Because that would have been a flex of power. Him knowing that.
Nah, man.
Bro, that's accountability, bro. That's accountability.
I think that's silly. That's a world championship final.
If he had enough power to change everyone's perception in that moment, everyone saw him false start. He could have blamed it on noise, anything.
Exactly.
Everybody would be like, all right, okay, cool.
If Bolt is in Trinidad, he's good. If he's in Jamaica, he's good. If he's in Bahamas, he's good. If he's in, like...
He'd have been good at, like, Oregon,
he was
too.
In South Korea.
if Usain Bolt says, look, Johan flinched, that's why I moved. It's Usain Bolt. They're not going to take him out of the race. There's no way.
Those officials out there don't care about Bolt.
And gave me the sign language. It's very disrespectful. I have ears, Otto. Anyways, I want to talk about the standards that just came out because they caused a lot of uproar.
Why?
Now, okay, that's where I'm at with it. I don't have a problem with separating the super elite from the elite. It's impossible to have bad performances when you have the super elite out there.
You know what Worlds is gonna look like eventually? Playing round, semifinals, that's it. I think in my lifetime, I'm going to see when it's two. That's one point. And the other point.
I like that, though. Two hot rounds.
Can you imagine what Eugene Worlds would look like if you're starting at the semifinal round? Sensation. Let's think of what the 100 hurdles would look like.
Sensational.
Oh, I do like it.
Definitely.
I do like it. The whole sport will grow if the super elite gets a lot of notoriety. They're getting lost. That's my problem with it. They're getting lost. Then you can have these sub leagues, like farm leagues, that eventually, you know, you get the call to come up to the big leagues. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's a good model. The value in track and field is the anticipation of the moment with the real cats. And you don't know what's going to happen, dog.
You know what's not changing? I never thought I'd say it. World championships needs to be every year that they're in an Olympics. Thanks. And it needs to end the season. This down year thing that we do, it's like, down year for what?
You messing up with people's careers.
Yes.
They're peaking at in a down year?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, they're in their prime in a down year?
How do you generate headlines if your biggest thing is, oh, yeah, so-and-so is Diamond League. Nobody outside of our sports you have to look at an industry and say, okay, I know what's good about it and what's bad about it. You got to piss off some people,
facts,
break up the model, and then stick to your guns. I may not like Jake Paul, but I admire him for sticking to his guns because he's like, look, this thing that I'm doing is working. Mm-hmm. And people are watching. And it's making me rich.
Yeah, so you can call me anything, but don't call me broke.
I'm not going to listen to the 50-year-olds and the 60-year-olds because the old heads are not going to sit down and just go, oh, yes, I approve of that. Listen, it was a fight to get mixed relays in the program. I remember them fights.
Yeah, but you really feel like that event should be in there, Doc?
No,
I think the point he's making is change.
My favorite event ever.
You're just saying change.
So well at World change relays. Yeah.
I know, I'm going another direction. Sorry. I couldn't help it. Justin, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. It just seems like a pointless event.
The mixed relay with everybody running the way that they wanted and not randomly the way it should be was one of the best finishes that we had at Worlds this year.
I don't remember.
I don't remember what that finish was.
It was bathroom break time. I'd like a 4x1 mixed.
Oh! So now you like
it. No, that's different. Relay. That's different.
Man, that would be dope.
That would be dope.
Anyway, I ain't giving away no more of my ideas.
Yeah, is that gonna be at your track meet, Adam? The mixed 4x1? Is that gonna be your track meet?
It might.
It's in Trinidad, right?
Who says my meet gonna be in Trinidad?
It's Jedi mind trick. Oh. Track is the nerdy girl that you can see all the potential, but she's like she don't wash her hair, dog. Her fingernails is all dirty. The product of track and field is so valuable. Someone is going to see this, and then it's going to be the ugly girlfriend that decided to wash her hair and clean her nails. Got with a new man and got her shit together. And all of a sudden, everybody wants her. That's exactly what's going to happen, you know? Thanks. My analogy game is crazy. Big me up for that.
You should totally be a broadcaster.
Respect.
Respect.
Respect. There's a lot coming from you, Adam. Adam Bolden, everybody.
So Adam, you gonna run for president, man? What you gonna do?
Do
you'll see. You'll see.
Adam, why is it indoors hyped?
Because it's weird. Indoors is weird.
That's a good answer, actually.
Good answer, bro.
There is no title that you can get indoors that anybody gives a shit about.
But okay.
I am world indoor champion.
Okay, really, when you really think about it, events like the high jump, the long jump, the pole vault can really be viewed exactly the same. And the 60 is just a different kind of race. It's actually still very interesting because it's who can get to top speed the quickest.
It's raw. Yeah, I think it's a raw race.
And the anticipation is a little bit higher because you really don't know what's going to happen in 60. Anything can happen in 60. So I like that.
The world of track and field forgets about indoor by April. By April.
Mid late March.
Real Talk had Abby Steiner on live. Addo, I'm asking you this because you usually get an ear for contracts. So I was wondering if you hadn't heard some of the numbers.
Wow. Somebody said Abby is the Adele of the sport. That's a very good analogy.
That is good. That was popping. <That's crazy.
laughs> I ain't giving away the woman's business, but at the same time, I'll tell you she's in the top. She's easily in the top five contracts in the sport right now.
Five.
So the girl ran 21.8 in college. Why shouldn't she?
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
Have you seen her?
Tammy, have you seen her?
Have you seen her?
Oh, yeah, I've seen her, dog. She's got a good look. She speaks well. She's fast. Obviously, she appeals to the white demographic. There's a large majority of the USA. Obviously, she's going to reel in a lot of eyes.
Oh, you got to look at it, man. It's an economy.
Marketability one.
Number one. Yeah, that's primary. So wherever the tension is at, that's where the money is going to flow to, obviously, right?
I'm thinking of the housewife who's going to turn on the television at the Olympic trials in 2024 in Eugene for the team to pick the team to Paris. And she's going to turn on that TV and she's going to be like,
listen, I like Abby. That's the thing is, I'm just not drawing a blind eye to her. She's white. Obviously, that's playing a factor. I remember when I was doing broadcasting, people used to always call me a raisin in a bowl of milk. It was basically the opposite of that. It was the opposite of that.
If you'd have told me when I started my career, there is a man from China, shorter than you, that is going to run 6'3" en route to running faster than you've ever run in your life. I'd have been like,
nah.
And see, I'm Asian, so that kind of hurts me. You see what I'm saying?
but one of the things that I was told was, there ain't going to be no Abby Steiner because there ain't no white girls that run no race like that. And it's like, that's bullshit. So Pinchion is so much bigger than he understands.
Yes.
Because 20 years from now, there's going to be some Chinese Olympic champion or medalist that's going to say, I saw Su Bingqian run an event.
Respect.
That's what I want to do. It's the same reason why Abby Steiner is important.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all my Negro friends.
Don't forget Blazion. Don't forget
and Blazion.
Tell NFL wide receivers.
Just chill, man. Like, just know your place. You guys do your thing and we do our thing. Yeah. A lot of us could have went and played football if we wanted to. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we didn't want the easy route. Bars. Big meat.